See, what y'all don't know about him is I can't let him go because he needs me. It ain't really him, a stress from his job, and I ain't making it easy. I know you see him bugging most of the time, but I know deep inside I don't mean it. It gets hard sometimes, but I need my man. I don't think y'all understand. I'm telling you.
Girl, I would tell you, been lying and pretending to some talk to.
Girl, I can tell he's been lying and pretending that he's faithful and he loves you.
Girl, you don't have to be hiding. Don't just be ashamed to say it hurts you. I'm
I'm
your
your girl.
girl. You're my girl. We your girl. Don't you know that we love you?
Yeah, take a good look at your shell.
He got
He
you
got you.
going through hell. You never seen like this. What you mean you don't need us to help? We channel two.
That's right.
Oh. Could you imagine sitting in that damn restaurant and these bitches airing their friends' business out like that, all loud and shit?
Yeah, I'd be like,
Like, girl, what's up?
I'm just trying to eat my spaghettis.
I'm trying to eat my breadsticks. Hear you over here telling this girl's business. We
My drink order hasn't arrived yet. Wait until the drink comes.
Could
I can
you
listen.
imagine? Could you imagine sitting in, sir, and hearing that shit?
Like, what the fuck, ghetto ass shit. I'm glad it ain't. Glad it ain't. You know what I'm talking about.
Old
You
lady
know what
gang.
I'm glad it ain't.
Old lady gang.
I'm glad it ain't a bunch of the darker skins cutting up.
Girl, I have to edit that out.
Why we have to edit that? You can't hear all the shit you said on here? You kidding me?
Just say that.
You said much worse, much worse. You
Okay.
used the N-word on here.
I know we both do.
You I
Anyways,
you do. You do.
you do.
No, you do, okay?
No,
I
you
know what's
did.
said. No, you did.
No, you did.
You ruined it.
You did.
Speaking of, well, go ahead. Say it. Welcome,
Welcome
y'all.
to another episode of Peaches, Diamonds, and Champagne. Oh my, I am the lost hope that they were gonna put some bitches on pause in New Jersey. Who are you?
I am. I am Jen Pedranti's cheating ass.
Oh, girl, I forgot that bitch's last name. I was like, who?
You need to pay presta atención, pay attention.
Pay attention,
If you want
please.
to be somebody and if you want to go somewhere,
You better pay attention,
you better
please.
wake up and pay attention. That's
Yes.
right.
You know,
These bitches
on
be
the
cutting up
Bravo
this
world,
week.
it was a short week when it comes to television shows. It was mess in the streets as usual.
Sure, the fuck was.
Woo! So, you know, I was minding my business, you know, doing my job, and I get this little notification from people.com that Mauricio and Kyle Richards are separating. Now, I don't really pay attention to them as much as others, so, you know, I kind of played it off. Somebody was like, "You're being sarcastic, Bath, surprise." No, I wasn't. I just said I was because I didn't feel like looking dumb on Twitter, but I was surprised. I don't really pay attention to these girls. But then I got into the TikTok deep dives and things been looking a little suspect for quite some time. You know how the girls on TikTok do. They will analyze shit down so you don't have to.
I sure don't. I don't have a TikTok.
So this TikToker was like pointing out how Kyle was on red carpets, but every red carpet she was hiding her ring finger. And I was just saying, I know she don't like her hands being seen because she got the Madonna hands. And you could
Got
do
tails from the crip hands. What you talking about?
you could do as much plastic surgery as you can, but they always say the
Her
neck.
hands are casket ready,
The
okay?
neck, and the hands will always clock you, and so she always hides her hands. So I was thinking nothing of it, but then they said it was around the time that the Halloween reboot started is when she really started to hide the wedding band, and then she was hanging out with her friend Morgan Wade, and now fans are convinced that Kyle Richards and Morgan Wade have matching tattoos, and Kyle's been hanging out with Morgan a lot. And then like people say, well, you don't really see them posting each other on social media. But I'm like, Mauricio is a busy man as well. He got his own show spinoff and everything. But I wasn't really paying it on mind until that announcement by People Magazine. Because when it comes to tabloids. And it's so funny because, like, when I was younger, I used to want to be a entertainment blogger when I was younger. I'm so glad I didn't because, oh, Jesus, that world can be messy. And you gotta stay on top of shit too, and you don't get no damn sleep. But like, what?
I said we don't ever get no sleep.
Okay.
Is there a problem?
Oh no,
What you trying to
nothing. I thought that you were singing. I thought you were
Oh,
singing. I thought that you said something else. I was like, what? I didn't hear it.
what do you think I said?
I thought you were singing Sunny Days.
I know it's gonna come. I know it's coming.
Anyways,
Big Bird's
back to
always here. Big Bird is always here.
fuck a Big Bird.
I listen.
Listen, I had a really tough week. I'm trying, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm really trying and it's been really mentally tough this week, so just work with me. I'm doing the best I can with what I got.
You need to say it like Mariah, actually. Just say it like she says
I'm doing the best I can with what I got. Oh.
it. Really?
Yeah.
If Kyle's click clack and I
What I
truly
was
don't like
saying
him,
was that People Magazine is the one that's more believable. But what were you saying about if Kyle's click clacking what?
I don't care. And I find the speculation ridiculous because if she is, who the fuck cares? And the majority of my male friends are straight. We go out together all the time. Nobody says, oh, they must be doing something. Okay.
But everybody want to be Lisa the call and be like, what about Jesus relationship?
Bitch. Okay.
Lisa?
Lisa. Okay, there's stuff saying that Mauricio's out here fucking some trans woman. Okay. I'm sure Mauricio's sick of that bitch's ass, okay? He'd be
Why
high
do
all the time. He'd be high all the time. He's sick of that bitch, okay?
you think so?
You think Kyle's fun to be married to?
Honestly, I wouldn't
You
be.
got
I wouldn't
a
want to be
drunk
married to.
ass,
I really wouldn't
drunk
want to be married
ass.
to any housewife, to be quite
You have a
honest.
drunk ass sister. You have another rich ass sister who's all up in your motherfucking business and saying crazy shit, okay? Now, I mean, Kyle seems like it would be rough to be married to her because she just seems like a lot. She works my mother. I don't even deal with the bitch and she works my motherfucking nerves. So there's that. If they are free from each other, the kids are gone.
And the gag is, for all we know, that this could have been going on for a while, and they're probably just waiting until Portia done graduated and got out the house.
She's like, what, 15 now?
She's got to be pushing at least junior or senior of high school. Because if she was, how old was she on the
How
first
old is
season?
Portia Yemanski?
I know she's got to be mid-teens.
15.
15. Okay, so they got 3 years. But you know, in this day and age, 18 don't, like, I remember, ooh, not to unpack my trauma on the damn podcast though, but your girl got kicked out of her house when she turned 18. You can't really do that these days, because 18, when you really think about it, 18 is really not like, 18 is like the pre-show to adulthood. 18 is like the sneak peek, the soft launch. Like, it's, you're not really an adult until you're like,
The
in my
only thing
opinion.
18 is, the only thing 18 says, you can buy some funky ass cigarettes. What else you got?
Because they try,
Rent a car?
because they also trying to say that your ass shouldn't be able to vote at 18 and out. Shit. If I was 18, or if I was in that age range and out, and they said that I can't even vote, then I would be like, well, then shit. I shouldn't have to be
I would.
responsible for shit then. You should still be paying for
When
my
I
shit.
turned 18, I was right there. My first time voting. Okay, Al Gore, that's what I got. Didn't know shit about no politics, but I
I just
wanted,
not to vote
he was
for the
one.
red.
So, and Al Gore was gonna try to do something for the environment, and look how fucked up we are over here now.
Don't even get me started, because I
Oh.
feel like if a lot of sh if bitches would have put their fucking pride aside and stop trashing a woman, we wouldn't be in the shit that we in right now. But y'all bitches, and this is both ends of the spectrum. The red was hating her, and the blue was mad because their damn uncle didn't get it. And it's just like, girl. But we're not a political podcast, so I'm not gonna go down that road. But it just irritates me to my core when people act shocked and surprised about the bullshit that is going on, and then want to blame Joe Biden for it. And it's just like, no, baby, did you go to class? Did you go to school? Did you go to school? Because you should know that he has no say so about this, because these people were appointed in the last presidency.
If I had to run this raggedy fucking country, I'd be snorting lines in the damn house too.
Girl.
Okay? They found cocaine over there, so the fuck what? Okay? It's everywhere.
When the
I don't
last
care.
motherfucker is hiding worse shit in his damn house. But anyways, I digress.
You digress?
Digress.
I heard what you said.
I said digress, nigga.
What, should we rewind it?
Anyways.
That's what I thought. That's what I goddamn thought. Okay.
Anyways. So back to the housewives. The divorce between, speaking of divorces in the air, no, yeah, so then they released a statement saying, you know, it was on the lines of, don't believe what you read. We had a tough year, but we're not separated. Da, 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 da. Then of course,
She said, we're not divorcing.
we're not
The news
divorcing.
said separating. I know the verbiage is slick.
It is slit, because the news said the news said separating. They said we're not divorcing yet. You know, because I, you know, these terms, separation usually leads to divorce. But then, of course, the 4th of July, they posted all these pics with all the family and everything looking all lovey-dovey and shit.
They
And
were
I'm,
not looking lovey-dovey. They were standing next to each other.
well, look at lovey-dovey with the kids.
Loving on their children. The one with that, just them in the street with that old big ass dog. They were just standing next to each other.
The dog
Okay.
that be eating all the
And
damn food and all the trips.
that old hungry ass motherfucking untrained dog.
They need to call the
Okay.
dog whisperer on that ass. Teach him.
Cesar.
Yes. Teach him to not be jumping on tables, eating food and shit. There ain't no dog in my house ever did that shit. What you
So
finna
what else
say?
in divorce news? You said divorce in the air. We're still going.
So allegedly, Lisa and Lenny's divorce is almost finalized, which I was like, oh, that was pretty quick. Because it started, what, last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty quick. Because, you know, usually a lot of these divorces be taking like forever. Because I'm like, because like the Kenya and Mark, they still going through it. And I'm just like, girl, what the fuck? Shit a girl out the pot.
Bethany filed in like what, 2013 and that or something like that.
She's still in divorce.
I think she just got settled or finalized.
God damn.
Bethany Frankel divorced.
Here's an answer from Bethany.
She's divorced as of January 2021.
Jason Hoppe since January 20th.
Now see, so. And I know I'm no millionaire or nothing like that though, but see, just seeing shit like that all the time just really makes me like be like, bitch, I don't want to get married unless I really, 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 really fuck with you. Like, really, really, really. Y'all motherfuckers be jumping and getting married to bitches you met 6, 7 months ago and shit, and then wondering why shit fall apart. No shit, because you don't know the hoe. You know? Y'all be so glazed over and glossed over by love, that you don't realize the things about this person that you may not mesh with until it's too late. Because Kenya Moore and Mark Daly, they got married after 7 months. And I'm just like, who the fuck gets married after 7 months? And then be acting all surprised when he's not who I thought he was. No shit, bitch, you don't even know him.
Someone I know moved in with somebody after like a couple months.
Yeah, and that was a learning lesson. That will never happen again. I said to myself, I will never, and this ain't shade on this person, but I said to myself, I will never move in with somebody or move somebody in without having years under our belts. Never again. Because I feel like a lot of people, society makes us have to, makes us feel like we have to rush shit just because we're a certain age. We have to rush it to make things right. And especially for gay people, my bitch, you ain't got no eggs. You ain't got no motherfucking time clock and shit. Slow down. Chill out. Shit.
I mean, that's why we got Robert De Niro's 90-year-old ass popping his motherfucker, knocking bitches up.
Robert De Niro got that super squirm.
he got that super Johnson Johnson powder. It's coming out as powder.
Like speaking of other divorces, so you know, Kim and Croy, this was getting nasty, and then on Sunday they were photographed this past Sunday going to church with each other, and I'm just like, okay, girl. And then Kim was hanging out with Anila, and Kim was looking a little, something was looking different about her in that picture.
She was you know what she was looking like?
What?
A little crackhead. She looked like Mary Martha Cosby, but white.
Well, also too, I feel like the face tune wasn't applied to the picture. That's probably why we were like,
oh, no face tune, crooked wig, disheveled wig, looking toe up, face crusty. Okay,
I mean, Anila put her out like that, I guess. Because you know,
I feel like Kim would have to approve the picture, but maybe she doesn't have her face tune is down because she's broke.
Oh, that could be. You know,
gotta feed them kids. Gotta feed them motherfucking kids.
The sponsorship's been running dry.
Listen, she about to start selling. I guarantee she's gonna have an open OnlyFans soon. Okay.
Speaking of OnlyFans, girl, did you see that picture with Brandi Glanville and Aubrey O'Day?
That was Brandi?
Girl, it looked like Prototype X, but yeah, it was Brandi.
I thought it was, for a second, I thought it was Amanda Lepore, but it wasn't.
Girl, and it's like, the thing about it is, and I love Aubrey Down. I love her down, but I'm like, sis, why are you be editing your photos like that so much that it don't even look like you? Like, it's just so like, it's I can't explain it. Y'all have to just go look. Like, it's just so edited. And then when you see her on television, you're like, damn, this girl is pretty. And then when you see the Instagram pictures, you're like, why is it so edited?
It was so edited.
And she's they're not ugly.
So edited.
They're not ugly women at all. They don't need all that damn editing. That's like, you know, and I think that's like, 'cause somebody tried to say that I was body shaming a housewife about something. And I was like, no, the thing about it is that y'all don't need to be doing all that fucking editing because it's so unrealistic. And it's like y'all
A
are
bitch
there.
said I was body shaming Heather Gay because her feet didn't fit in the fucking shoe at the second season reunion. I'm body shamed because of toes? Bitch, everybody got hammer time. So what the fuck is the I can't talk about bitches' feet. That's body shaming. Feet?
Girl, if you don't
Yeah, I didn't say
buy
she
the
had stat
shoe.
feet. I just said the shoe didn't fit.
Yeah.
Stupid hoe.
But like if you are spending money on technology to edit your pictures and your pictures be having you look like you were saying, take me to your leader, like come on
Whatever.
now. Girl, they look
Nasty.
crazy as hell in that damn picture. I was like, who this is here? And then she spelled Brandy's name wrong. So I was like, who's Brandy? And then I was like, oh, she went. And I was like, oh. I was like, oh, they look big, girl.
Speaking of spelling people's names wrong, you know this rich ass white party this past weekend or the other day?
Rich ass white party. Oh, the one that had everybody's watch was like more than what we need in
Yeah.
our lifetime. Yeah.
Miss Tina Lawson put a picture of her and Gail King and somebody else. And she tagged Gail as Gail King. And I clicked on it and it's some bitch with no picture with two posts. And I was like, girl, come on. Come on, Miss Tina.
Hey, you know, Miss Tina, by her so slash, she's a mama, and you know, she
Mamas
has.
don't know how to spell. Mamas don't know your alleged friend's name, how to spell the name.
Mamas don't know how to work Instagram. And
See?
the thing about it is you could tell she's working that account. She don't got no damn publicist. That's all Miss Tina.
She need to go ahead and pay Blue and be like, hey, come run this shit, baby
Speaking of
girl.
Blue, I'll never forget that it was like a video where she was in the museum and she was talking in the museum and taking a video. You could hear Blue in the background. You're not supposed to take pictures. And Miss Tina paid it. And Blue said it three times. She's like, Grandma, you're not supposed to take pictures. It was just the funniest thing ever, though. But Blue be killing me. I could just tell she be a key. Yeah, but you know, ask your grandma to pay you an allowance to do her shit so she can get some tags right, Miss Blue.
But Brandy and Aubrey were looking like just MAGA AARP cheerleaders.
It just did not look right. And the thing about it is, I know they're not, they both don't like that man. So I know they're not about that life.
You know, but at this point, unfortunately, seeing anything with a flag on it, I'm like, huh.
Yeah. I think that's why, like, I was like, when I was a kid, I used to love the 4th of July. But as I gotten older, every year, like, it's less and less and less and less. And especially after 2016, I'm like, bitch, throw the whole day away. I didn't do a damn thing on Tuesday.
I laid on this damn sofa watching crime documentaries because that's what I do.
I was just so annoyed because these motherfuckers kept me up until 2 o'clock in the goddamn morning, popping fireworks for what? What are you celebrating? You
Let
didn't
me tell
win.
you
You
something.
didn't win WrestleMania. You're not going to the Royal Rumble. You didn't become the new SmackDown Women's Champion. You what did you what are you what are you celebrating? What are you celebrating? This ain't Disneyland. Like, what are you celebrating that you have to pop shit until 2 o'clock in the morning? Because I know we're not celebrating this ghetto ass country.
Absolutely, goddamn not. I couldn't listen. I know it happens every single year, but
It's
I
just
went to
so
bed. I tried
irritating.
going to bed around 9:30, got in the bed. Okay, It sounded like the whole downtown was getting blown up. I was like, it ain't gonna be nothing outside.
It sounded like he was gonna come in there and blow you the fuck up.
Blow me the fuck up.
Like it was too much. And like I have to, you know how on your Apple Watch you can see like your sleep patterns and stuff like that. And like from the fourth until like last night, my sleep was averaging like 4 hours. Even though I would be in the bed, I just couldn't sleep. I took a double dose edible that night. I got my I pur like I purposely was like trying to prepare because I knew it was gonna be some bullshit. And then like I couldn't call off of work the next day because they were like, oh, if you call off of work, it will be unpaid. And I was like, bitch, I ain't trying to ruin my money though. But yeah, yesterday's shift was just long and drawn out because I was just so fucking tired. And then like it was so funny because like this guy was like, oh, you sound tired. You must have had a good time last night. Bitch, I was so I was so done. I was like, no. Anyways, back to your account.
It ain't
I
about my
paid it.
life.
I
It
paid
ain't
it.
about it ain't about me.
Ain't
Okay.
about me. You called me. Let's get back to business now. Just because I don't sound like a damn cheerleader, don't mean I'm not able to help you. But ooh, and
Don't
so
think you
like
want to hear. I don't think anybody actually wants to hear cheerleaders on customer service. I'm fine with just talking like this.
you would be surprised. Like if I talk like
Good morning. I would know.
if I talk like this, like if I talk on my regular, this is my regular schmegular voice. If I talk like this, people will assume that I'm being rude. So I have to be like, thank you for calling. My name is Clifton. May I have your name, please? Like I have to like talk like that to sound warm because if I talk in my regular tone, then oh, you got an attitude. Oh, you sound like you don't want to be there. Who the fuck does want to be there? Like, you know, but it's just like,
Why
you
would I
have,
want to be there?
who wants to work?
Dummies, not me.
Like,
Shit.
I'm thankful for a job. Don't get me wrong. I'm thankful for a job, but it's just like, let's get to the point. Let me solve your issue and let's keep it moving. You know, we're not calling here to, I'm not your friend. We're handling business. I'm not being
We are
disrespectful.
blessed and very grateful to have a job. And you know what? If somebody just drops $1 billion on the floor, guess what?
I'm
I'm
gonna
gonna
pick that
take
shit
it,
up.
and the job will never hear from me again.
Never.
Okay, and a lot of people won't hear from me again. I'm gonna change my number.
Bitch,
I'm gonna give. I'm
my
gonna.
number will be changed so quickly. You'll get a random text message from a different number. And you'll be like, who? And I'll be like, it's me. Don't say nothing.
Okay, shit. Press trust and believe.
Look, come on. Here go 10K. Block out this day. We're going here. Like.
Okay, so Croy and Kim, I don't know what going to church is supposed to mean. I don't
I don't know
understand them.
either. And I was just like, okay, this is getting a little weird. And
Your holy matrimony is holy hell. So what are you trying to prove?
then TMZ caught up with Nene on the street and they asked her about it. And of course, I was shocked because Nene gave like a very, very diplomatic like answer. Like there was no shade in there or nothing like that. She was very like, you know, divorces are hard. Yeah, because they are. And you know, she was like, well, Kim's been there for me during tough times. So I've, you know, I've been there for it. I was like, okay, you know, at least you're mature and you know not to be kicking the bitch when she's down. And then they asked her about coming back to the show. And it's just like, and then her tone changed with that too. She was like, you know, I'll do it for the fans. And I was like, oh.
First, they asked, I don't know, what do you think about it? She's like, well, look at the ratings. Look at the ratings. That's what she said. And
But girl, Quiet as has kept the ratings for all live television for every, not just Housewives, but for everything are down because we as a culture are cutting cable left and right. No one watches live cable television anymore. I don't. I watch this shit on fucking Sling or Peacock the next day if I don't feel like dealing with commercials. Like, I don't even think I have any friends that have actual cable anymore, besides you.
I was about to cut in low. Okay. I was ready. I was ready.
No, you're like the only person that I know that has cable. So everyone else is like, oh, I watch it on the app, or I watch it later, or I watch it on this or that. And it's just
It's only
like,
because AT&T gave me the bundle. They're like, you want the TV and the internet for this much? And I was like, okay.
yeah, that's how they
Does it
get
have a
you.
DVR? Okay.
That's how they get you. But yeah, it's like, I feel like that measuring stick for all television is gonna have to be changed soon, because they're gonna have to include how many times people play the shit on Peacock and watch it on different apps and things like that. Because I know that number is higher for how much people be talking about these shows on social media. Ain't no way all these people talking about this shit on social media, but only 700,000 people watching that shit. Nah, there's more people watching that. It's just ain't nobody watching it live.
Very true. As for Lanithia, first of all, you're a damn lie. You wouldn't come back for the fans, okay? You don't give a fuck about us.
Girl, because there have been plenty of videos of you being nasty to people coming up to you and saying hi on the streets.
I feel like she's humbling herself, because I'm pretty sure she wants the check, because
Well,
it,
girl,
I don't
the
see it.
Lanithia Lounge is closed.
The Lanithia is, the door is closed, okay? Ain't
And
nobody up in there doing hand waves for the reading room.
I and
Ain't,
I
where's
mean
Ke
like
where's Kiki Wyatt gonna do If Only You Knew on a
and I
Tuesday
mean
night?
and I mean like, running a restaurant or running a business in general is hard, and you lose a lot of money at the beginning. Girl, fuck you. Let me talk. Stop. I don't have to be shady all the damn time to get my point across.
I don't have to be shade. I don't have to be sunshine and rainbows all day long to get a point across.
Okay.
So what's up?
It ain't changing over here.
It ain't changing over here.
All right.
Now,
Now,
go
where's Bob
ahead.
Walters?
Sunflowers, grass, unicorns. Let's go.
The islands and
Anguilla.
Willa.
Go to
God. So, was there anything else on the streets before we get into Orange County?
Well, before I get to Orange County, you were so off about your little time,
I know I
okay?
was trying to hurry up and do it because I'm tired and I just want to be done.
Okay. What I also have to say about Lanithia is, as we said, as we know, Andrew said the door is pretty much closed.
Well,
I'm
girl, when
pretty
you accuse
sure,
your employer of c doing cocaine and being racist, I don't think that you're going to come
which he
back.
is. So, I don't un double think what she said. I'm pretty sure it's true, and I think if they had a conversation, or if they're a mediator, somebody else at the company that's affiliated with Bravo, that is an executive, if we had that conversation and left Andrew out of it, because he doesn't actually do casting. So maybe that could be a possibility.
Yeah, because he doesn't do the casting. It's a whole
Okay, she
thing.
probably won't be on Watch What Happens Live, which is whatever, who cares? But
She'll still have to be at that damn reunion.
she'll still have to do some little after show bullshits. Okay. The other news that you said at the top of the show, that People Magazine and other places reported that every bitch from that the Garden State is returning. And I don't understand.
I'm so tired of.
Andrew's cross-eyed high ass has said numerous times that he reads the tweets, listens to people's suggestions, understands the frustration from many viewers, but the same hoes are coming back. Okay. Whatever. Whatever.
Honestly, I would have put Melissa and Teresa on pause, brought in two new other bitches, and let's see what they can do. Because, I mean, Margaret and Jennifer have
That same
enough.
old argument has got to go.
That same old argument's tired too. Honestly, get rid of them too. I would say let the Fuda Gouda and Danielle cook.
Dolores can't run this.
Dolores can't run it. But Jennifer Aiden.
So Jennifer stays, Margaret goes.
Well, Jennifer needs an enemy.
Jennifer and Rachel kind mildly mended things at the reunion, but I don't think it's gonna last.
No. I would say Jennifer, Danielle, Rachel, you need a comet relief, so I would put
Is
Fessler.
Dolores leaving?
I would leave her out too. I would bring Jen Fessler as a full time, and then I'll get some new bitches.
How about bringing Kim D?
But see, if you bring in Kim D, then they're gonna keep talking about Teresa and Melissa, and they're not there.
Kim D could be a brand new, well, not brand new presence, but a different outlook without Teresa and Melissa. And it's like, okay, I'm doing these fashion shows. I want to come see this shit. Okay. If they brought in Kim D full time, though, that would be the equivalent of Marlo. It'd be white Marlo.
Ooh. You're right. You're right. Okay. And then
Maybe Jack. What about Jacqueline? Lorita.
nah, if we could get Danielle Staub back.
I would love for her raggedy ass to
Ooh.
come back.
Because we
Because.
you gotta have some mess. So I would say the mess, if you're gonna have seven women, I would say Danielle Staub, Jennifer Aiden, Margaret,
And Kim D will be the mess.
Kim D, Fuda Gouda,
Where did Gouda come from?
Danielle, and Fessler. Boom. There you go.
There it is.
And I feel like that's a they have enough space to do things that do not revolve around Teresa and Melissa and
They can put them on another girls' trip of just bitches that will never get along. Okay? Ship them off to an island, islands, and let them figure that out.
girls
I just don't want to
send
see
them
them.
to marriage boot camp.
And I don't want to see Louis' high C red ass anymore.
Oh, the Kool-Aid man.
Kool-Aid. That's what I said, high C. What the fuck? Kool-Aid red ass. Okay?
Hey. Let's play.
Kool-Aid man was crazy. So, are you
We're
for
getting
Orange
to Orange
County?
County. Tap. Okay. You said that you had to get into it about Regina. Is that your real name, Regina?
Most Ginas are government Regina.
Okay.
But then again, my friend, her name is Angie, but I call her Angela. She's born Angie. And I'm like, who, why? Why are you playing with me? But I like to make the fake government names sometimes. Regina Kirschenheiter. Are we starting with her?
You said that you had something to say about her.
I need her to calm the fuck down. I need you to calm the fuck down and mind the business that pays you. All right.
And stop making everything about
It
you.
is not about you. First of all, as someone who has been cheated on numerous times, because I am about as fun as watching a piece of paper. So that's why I've been cheated on. As
No, it's not. You don't deserve
it
that.
is triggering, however. I'm not going to get in people's business if they are in a cheatation. A lot of my friends have cheated on who they've been with. And I was like, I looked at that, I was like, okay. But
But
if
I'm not
that's
gonna
what you want
sit.
to do,
I'm not
do
gonna
what you got
sit
to do.
here and make a whole damn make it about me and have a whole damn panic attack in the car and be calling
Drama.
my.
I'm not gonna call my current man. I'm not gonna call my current man and talk about my ex. Who the fuck does that? Why am I gonna cry about my ex to the motherfucker I'm with? Bitch, you stupid. Okay?
And shout out
And
to
you
Heather.
need to.
Shout out to Heather for being a real one and be like, I Heather shut that shit down real quick. And Heather was right. Heather was right. Heather was like, do not make this to where you're gonna push what you got away because of insecurities, worrying about the next bitch. Because what a B Scott used to always say, what you eat don't make me shit. So why are you so worried about the next bitch? When you got your own plate in front of you, girl. Worry about your food.
And I know she's trying to do well, but I don't know why she's helping her ex expunge his record. That's his shit to do.
Okay, I was about to say, I was a little bit like, I understand,
All
like,
you got to do is tell me when you're going to pick these motherfuckers up from school. That's all you got to tell me. When do I need to pick them up?
I understand you don't want to lock the father of your children away and create all this mess. However, wrong is wrong and right is right, and what he did was wrong.
Are you going to pick up the kids from school or am I going to do it? That's all I need to know. I don't need to talk to you.
Okay, your son wants to do soccer, so who's paying for the uniforms? Who's paying for the cleats? I'll get the uniform. Like, that's the shit that you gotta talk. Or your son has a parent teacher conference and I gotta work. Can you go take him? Like, keep it at that. But like expunging something that you did to me, because it was domestic violence, right? He hit her, right?
Yes.
Yeah, like
Yeah.
nah, hell nah. Nope. You'll get
Cause
my
I'm gonna drown your ass in the bathtub just like homegirl in
Tyler Perry.
Diary of a Mad Black Woman, okay?
Christina.
Call
Okay.
the po-po, ho. Shit.
Let me tell you something. You got, I feel like
You
Jack.
hit me, it'll be the last you better be the la it's gonna be the last hit. I
I feel
promise
like Jackie on What's Love got to do with it. Yeah, I gotta hit people
you.
once. Shit. And that be that. Oh, you better knock me the fuck out when you hit me, because baby, you lay your hands on me.
You watch the latest Bad Boys Club or the last one
No, I got a fat one. I
when
gotta watch it.
Razzby brought a knife?
What is wrong with him?
He must be on some shit, Booger Sugar.
Something is giving. It's giving coke. Cause like 1 minute he'll be cool, and then the next minute he just be wanting to fight. And I'm like, Orlando Brown don't be fighting nobody. Like, he is just so weird. But that's a whole nother show.
He's crazy as hell, but he ain't trying to do all that.
Yeah, no, I saw that. I think I watched that episode where he had the knife at the recording studio. I was like, what the fuck? But
So as it pertains as to Regina's ex-husband or whoever, just like Homeboy said on Bad Boys, if you shoot me, you better kill me, because I swear, you hit me, if you hit me, it's really it's I don't know what I'm sorry.
there ain't no coming back from that
I
for
do
me.
apologize. My condolences.
Like, it's a wrap. And I understand being in people's business is a part of Housewives 101. However, I feel like a lot of the girls are going to the school of Gisele Bryant of deflection, where they focus so much on another bitch's shit that they do it so well to where you're like, wait a minute, what's your storyline? What are you brewing? What are you bringing?
What Regina has done is, I can tolerate her now, actually, because when she first came on, I was like, this accent and this hair and all of you really is annoying me. I don't like it. And I found her to be a nuisance. This last season and now, she does not bother me that much because she's there. But she is not a producer like these seasoned bitches, okay?
Like
You can't.
Heather, Heather and Tamra, even though Tamra got on my nerves, Tamra is a producer. Tamra knows how to.
She moves the storyline.
Throw that pot and move it. And boy, did she do it this week. I even tweeted her. I said, Tamra, Miss Mamas. I may not agree with everything.
You tweeted her?
I did. I said, I may not agree with everything though, but baby, you had me watching. And that's and that is what makes a good housewife. If you can have us watching and talking, you're doing your job, whether we like
it or not. What makes a good housewife is that if you love a housewife at the very beginning from you see her, and then you can't stand her at one point, and then suddenly she brings you back, that's a great housewife, okay?
Oh, because every housewife has a season where you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Every single one has a season.
This,
you're like,
this Potomac that was Robin, because I loved her from the jump because she was so ghetto. Mm-hmm. And then this passing, I was like, girl, please. But you know what? I still have it. That's how I feel about Jacqueline Christie, even though she's fucking with me.
She done blocked both of us. Oh, Jackie Marie Christie.
I'm gonna get her back. She's a boss, okay? She has businesses.
Speaking of businesses and things, so how do you feel about Tamra going around talking about Jen's boyfriend saying that he wanted to fuck her? And I'm just like, there's just certain things that I'm just like, what are you gaining by saying this? Like, yeah, he said it, but it's just like, if that was a long time ago, you really could have pulled her to the side and told her that before the cameras started rolling. And you could have said it without involving everyone else. Like, it was just very messy to bring that up.
If you had your man, okay, I was about to say that Jim, but I'm trying to be realistic. We ain't Jim. If I saw him at the bar, okay, and you were at a different bar, you were DJing, okay, and I was getting a drink, and he said to me, you know what? I'm gonna fuck you soon. Okay, would you want me to tell?
Now, here's the thing. Did he say that to her while he was with her, or did he say that to her before they got together?
He said that to Tamra while he was with Jen. Okay, they were not, I don't think they were yet married, but they were together.
They're not married.
Well, what, you know what I meant? Before they moved in. Okay, yeah, they were together. Messy.
But also, too, that's the thing.
Would you want me to tell you?
That's tough, because there's no winning in this situation, because if you tell me, of course, clearly...
Your trick ass gonna have an attitude with me. I'll be like, you know what? This is not my problem.
But then if you hold on to that and he cheats on me with another bitch and then I break up with him and then you finally tell me, like, there's no winning in that. And it puts the third person in such an awkward position, because here go your motherfucking man cutting up and saying shit to me like that. And now I'm the bad guy if I say something, but I'm also the bad guy if I don't say something. See, things like that, it's really... because That's a grenade. That is a grenade. And there's no winning when you pass that grenade, but it's really all about when are you going to deliver that news and how you're going to deliver that news. Because
I always say it pretty quickly after the incident happens. And the ones that have stuck around and realize, you know, it had nothing to do with me, I would remind them, or I told them, like, you know what? You would want to know this information quickly. Okay. And I'm just telling you what was said. This ain't my motherfucking problem. This ain't got shit to do with me. All they said was they want to fuck.
I don't want your man because I got it like that.
It ain't even got to be like that.
Okay. Now, if you were entertaining the shit and capping, laughing, and kiki and messaging him and shit like that, then we got a problem. But, you know,
It's very weird that he said that to her, knowing that she was married to Eddie, because they were already married when they built that gym. So it's like, why would you say that to, and like the straight world and the gay world is different, because the gay people, if we're not monogamous, we will let you know off jump that we're not monogamous. But with straight people, it's such a weird kind of like taboo thing to not be monogamous. And I feel like if straight people were just upfront with their shit from jump, that would save them from a lot of drama, a lot of unnecessary drama and everything like that. Because I know for a fact that there are a lot of couples, a lot of straight couples that are with the shits, but because of societal norms, they act like they're monogamous. Like the circling back to Kyle and Homeboy, I don't think they're
What's his name?
monogamous, Mauricio. I don't think they're monogamous, but I also feel like too, they come from that age to where it's still taboo to be open or kind of, play around with others or invite others to the bedroom and things like that. So, of course, they gotta play the role.
I've
And
never had to explain that I, my monogamy beliefs or whatever to anybody, because I say it's monetary. Okay. That's what it is. I want
and the thing about it
jewelry.
is everything ain't for everybody, but back to this Jen situation, Gina, why are you like, she was kind of getting on my nerves because I was like, you're really making this your whole identity right now. Like, I'm gonna need for you to like find something for yourself.
You know what's on the twats, on the twats that I listen to, since Tamra can't really speak on it since she's on right now. She's had Theodore's,
Cynthia.
sorry, Teddy has had Cynthia on lately. I'm not gonna call her Theodore. And she's a good different perspective. But we were talking about, oh, what the fuck were we talking about?
We're
We're talking
talking
about re
about Jen and Ryan.
okay. I think that the twats did say that Gina needs to keep moving. I don't. I forgot. I'm gonna get my thought.
No, it's okay. I get what you're saying. I'm going to piggyback on that Gina needs to find some business of her own.
Yes.
Now, Tamara, I don't think she was right.
Okay. This is. I got. I remember. Regina needs to let us see what she's doing. If you're gonna be up and up of people's business,
That part.
do not be a Giselle, because I don't know shit about Giselle, really.
We really
She
don't. Like, I didn't know the bitch.
can't
I
keep
didn't
a
know the
man, and
bitch.
she has three daughters.
I didn't know the
What
bitch had
else?
sisters.
Can't dress, can't keep a man, three daughters.
Can't
What else?
decorate.
Can't decorate a goddamn thing. Okay.
Can't
Now,
dance.
can't place a wig. So I don't know anything about any of you, okay? A real, and also on that, I do realize we forgot Candy's little dream cast, but you know what? Candy doesn't give us that much to be an OG like that.
She doesn't either. Like I would say, like I would say the last season that Candy really gave us a lot was the season Phaedra's last season 9. That was the last season that Candy really kind of gave us a lot. Now
A glimpse.
when Candy was marrying Todd, that was when we saw a lot. But I also feel like too, it was an ensemble with her mama and her aunties and all them.
Yeah. I don't we don't hear we don't we never heard much about her brother who passed. We don't see much. I don't care to see that much about Todd, but I'm just like, let's see more about really what's in your home. Like I don't think I've even seen their bedroom or bathroom, anything. So as for Regina, open up a bit, let me see what you got, okay?
What's
Because
going on in that casita,
we
girl?
see the oh, we see all these hoes, okay? Even when she isn't even in Montana, we get an Emily scene that was a waste of film, but we see her in the home interacting with Shane old Eeyore ass, okay? But he cracks me up. He used to work my nerves.
I couldn't stand too. Him, but now I get him.
I get him.
I wonder, is he a Libra?
What do you know? What's his last name? What's her last name? Emily who?
Emily Simpson.
Simpson, Shane Simpson. This bitch ain't gonna know who Shane Simpson is. Okay, so, but yeah, Emily had them in her. But Simpson, Orange County. God damn it. What were they even doing in that scene? They were cooking.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Wait, you think he's a Libra? Hold on. Are you kidding me?
No, because you guys kind of got the same kind of sense of humor.
I am very dry. I keeps it dry. Okay. Cactus dry. Mojave Desert dry. I have a question for you.
What's the question?
If you were a... If you had a Hollywood experience, okay, you had some gigs in Hollywood, acting, whatever, and somebody said your IMDb is shit from the 9th.
He was born on the 21st of June, 1975.
Okay, he's a. That's not a Taurus. What is a June 21st horoscope?
The answer I found is Gemini.
Gemini.
Oh.
So he is an air sign, so we're related. We're dry. Okay, so if you had Hollywood gigs and somebody looked up your resume on IMDb and said your shit's from the 1900s because all your shit's from the 90s or whatever, would that you feel away? Shady.
I would feel away. That was shady. And it's just like
no, but just because all your shit is old does not mean you're not still popping. I mean, you might not be working now, but you might, if you saved well, you could be still popping.
And so that's I'm saying, Hirsch, even though y'all might seem like it's minor and small, she still got shit on there that none of y'all hoes got. And I can't stand when people try to discredit people's work just because it may not feel like or seem like a big deal to them. But shit, I ain't got no IMDb page.
This has popped up to me. Listen, you think Taylor and Kyle ever click-clacked? Because she just said she was bisexual last week, which I never even thought of. And Miss Sheena has plenty of thoughts about that. And
just the thought and the image that just crossed my mind, I'm good.
Well, Taylor got them pussy-sucking lips.
I just imagine her like performing oral the way she ate that damn cotton candy at the party.
That was interesting. I've actually never had cotton candy because I'm just like, it looks like air.
It gets sticky and like, it's, I don't know, like it's, you got to be in the mood for it. But like, it's very sticky and like, it's like the texture is weird. And then like, when you put it in your mouth, it like starts to like disintegrate. And I remember like my last job, they used to have carnivals and people used to bring their kids in there. And they had this weird cotton candy that, like, I don't know if it had, like, pop rocks infused in it or what. But, like, when you would put it in your mouth, it would kind of, like, do the little pop rock thingy and everything like that. And it was weird. But, I don't know. Some people have obsession with cotton candy. It's just never been my thing. I'm more of, like, a Sour Patch Kid kind of girl. But
It's gonna be Skittles for me. That's the candiest I get.
Ooh, or sour Skittles. Yes.
Ooh, sour.
I love sour candy.
But do you think maybe her and Kyle had a moment? Because Taylor said on Watch What Happens Live that she's closest with, not with Kyle.
Brandy.
Andrew asked her who she was closest with on between Orange County or the Beverly Hills cast. And she said somebody was not Kyle. I forgot who.
What did she say?
I forgot. I think it might have been Tamra or Shannon. But
we know there's nothing wrong with eating coochie. And it's just like, you know, I don't know what it is about the controversy of, oh my God, she eats coochie. Like, okay, girl.
I said, you know what's strange is that it's still a man versus woman thing, because when they I don't even know why they still do announcements. It's ridiculous. I don't care. When they do an announcement like, this is the first openly gay football player or whatever, mm-hmm. okay, and you see they might have a partner, I don't see many people online saying, oh, he's sucking that dick, okay? But if you see two bitches together, oh, she eating that motherfucking pussy all up and down the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Women are still getting scrutinized over minute shit that nobody really should care about ever.
It wasn't shade to my lesbian friends or listeners. It's not the fact that it's two women doing it. It's the fact that just imagining Taylor and the way her mouth be looking.
I don't know if she looks like she has good suction. She has like blowfish face.
Girl, she said that she don't like sucking dick.
Well, there you go. She likes eating that motherfucking pussy.
If she don't like sucking dick, I don't think. Do you think she be eating? Well, I mean, you gotta be eating if you with a woman. You gotta be eating.
But the thing is, I don't like sucking dick, but I do it.
I love
now, sucking dick. We know that.
But I prefer to get it sucked and suck it, so.
I'm about as sexually exciting as a snail.
You're very asexual. Like,
Well, the thing is, I'm not as lusty as most people are. People are like, "Oh, I want to fuck that person. Look how fine that motherfucker is." You will never know who I think is attractive.
And that's ever. Fine.
Because I don't lust. If I lust, you will never know.
And there's nothing wrong with lust.
Don't get married for love.
And don't get married for lust.
Everybody cheats. No, but Taylor.
That whole argument about the IMBD page, like Taylor.
The hoop Tamra, page? Do you take a sip? IMBD. What the fuck?
They're fucking it up too. They all kept saying it wrong.
Homeless, not toothless.
Okay. But that whole argument is so stupid, and it's peak housewives, like, you know, petty arguments. But I'm not liking the gang up on Jen about her relationship with Ryan. It's very petty, but it's also like a dog pile situation.
And Jen was doing the most too at the campfire when they had to cook their own shit. Okay, and them two bitches on the side were like, these bitches ain't shit. Okay.
They're like, shit, we might as well eat the motherfucking meat.
So no, Shannon was doing a whole sermon about shit in the past from David. I'm like, you know what? Why are you even? It's not you.
It's not about you.
It ain't. It really ain't. Okay. Jen had a moment. It may have been fucked up. The time may have been fucked up. She may have been fucked up in the head, but you know, it happens. Oh, well. Okay, people be fucked up left and right, and it's all good.
It be like that.
Now, what it don't be like? Okay, I don't want to go on vacation and shovel shit.
Girl.
Ride a horse. Put some hay on a thing.
That's okay? Not a vacation for me, bitch. I didn't come here to work.
I did not come here to work. Okay?
The fuck?
Speaking of working, what are your thoughts on Tamara and Shannon's drunk ass, I guess, coming back together, having another conversation?
I understand the hesitation that Shannon has, because if I'm supposed to trust you, but then I see you, how you're doing other bitches that are supposed to be your friends, I'm going to be hesitant to open the door to you again, because it's just like the way
the door is closed.
The way how Tamara is going about with the Jen situation, it's just like, girl, ain't that your friend? Ain't that your friend? Why are you like that whole situation?
What about your friend?
That whole situation could have been avoided. She could have just pulled it to the side of like, hey, yo, this is what happened. And she could have did that shit off camera before they filmed. You've known this lady for years. And they even show flashback footage of the bitch working out at your gym. You've known this lady for years. You really could have talked to her about this shit without the cameras around.
I really understand. I do have friends just like Tamara who will argue with me, go back and forth, and then all of a sudden it's under the rug and it's good. And I'm a Shannon. I am a Shannon. I am skeptical. I retain skepticism. I retain hesitance because I am good at detachment. I can cut a bitch out. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. And it's hurtful, but you know, I'm hurt, but I'm not going to come back to something that's still not going to be for me.
Yeah. And it's okay. Just like, that's what I call, shout out to my friend, Chris Borders. That's what he calls a white
Christopher woman. The Borders. Come
that's,
on now.
That's what he calls a white woman reset. And I noticed
especially
on these predominantly white casts, they will do some really foul, fucked up shit to each other and then just hit that reset button and act like it's all good. And I'm just like, nah, bitch, like you really said some fucked up shit about Shannon on multiple blogs, on multiple podcasts. Like, you said some really fucked up shit for that to be your best friend. Like, it's gonna take some time and some work for me to trust you again if that's how you're rolling. And it's like, I can understand, like, there's a difference between shit talking and venting and trying to figure out a solution. And I feel like a lot of people get those two things mixed up. And I've actually had a situation where I've had a big falling out because someone mistook my venting and trying to find a resolution or trying to find if I'm doing too much and asking for their clarity. They took that and assumed that I was talking and remixed it and said I was talking shit and went back to the other person and added their own herbs and spices. And to this day, it still fucked that lady because I don't talk to her no more because she really ruined.
And you called her a fat bitch.
It's just like you ruined good friendships for no reason because you wanted to run your motherfucking mouth and add shit to it that was not true. And, you know, she did it once and I was like, okay. And then when she did it the second time, after that, I have not spoken to that lady since. And that would be almost 2 years ago. And it sucks. It sucks because I do miss the friendships that I had with these people. I do miss hanging out with them. I miss doing things. But, you know, I can't force somebody to go back to how things were. Granted, yeah, I could have went directly to that person, to these people, and expressed how I felt. But I was so scared because I was scared of conflict. And so I was stupid and asked this person for their input. And then they just blew up my shit and made it worse than what it was. So it's just like back to the Tamra situation. Like you...
I do have a question.
Uh-huh.
If when the French, the group you were you are talking about, if the so-called fat bitch now reached out to you and said, Clifton, can we have a talk? Can we have a coffee or a lunch and just converse about something?
But first, let me clarify something. When I said that, I was...
You call her a fat bitch. She's a fat bitch.
I wasn't talking about her. I was just saying that just in general. I just want to notate that and know that before I get a text message or something like that. I just want that to be known. I was not talking about this lady.
Before Weight Watchers come on and be like,
shut up. No, I was just saying that just to say it just because I wanted to throw this.
If homegirl reached out and said, let's have a lunch and discuss this.
I don't think I will go because I thought I could have that conversation with this person and trust them, and they took it, flipped it, and reversed it, and then I'm getting angered text messages. Like, you know, it's just like, if you do that to me twice, what makes you think you're not going to do it again? So now, like, I really don't trust you. I'm not going to tell you anything. Now, I'm not going to be a stank-ass bitch. Like, if we just happen to be in the same room, I'm not going to be, like, silent treatment and stand over there and things like that. But I just know, okay, I know where you stand, and I'm going to let you stand over there.
If a bitch lied on me, I would also, like you, I wouldn't be a stank bitch, but I just wouldn't even go to the function. I'd be like, you know what? If they're there, I'm good.
Yeah. That's why
LA is big.
That's why black people always say, who all over there? Who all over there?
There's plenty of different places with alcohol in Los Angeles. So, you know, I'm good.
And I mean, like, you know, I've seen this group and we're fine now. We talked about the things. And honestly, when you write it all down on paper, it's so stupid and trivial. It really is, but it's just the fact that when someone does the extra when there's no need to do the extra, it's kind of just like, what? Why are you doing this? And that's probably why I'm looking at Tamra like, what are you gaining from this? Like, why are you doing this? Why are y'all kicking this lady while she's already down?
Do you think she's just trying to? You think she brought her on and also did this just to spark her return even more? Like she's just really doing shady shit, because she could have came on and just been zen. Like if Jennifer Shaw returns to television, she's supposed to be zen now. But
or like how Teresa tried to do that first season she came back
and doing yoga like she's changing. Fuck you, bitch! You ain't doing shit. I can stretch and still yell at people.
Well, Teresa, honestly, when she came back from being in jail, she was chill for like that season. Because
how long does parole last?
I think it was till the parole ended.
Exactly.
Yep. Yep. But yeah, you know, it just
Tamra really threw that bitch under the dirt.
She did.
It's a brand new bitch who doesn't know these hoes like that.
And
okay.
I feel like she wrung that bitch out to dry to have something to talk about.
I feel like, you know what? Let me tell you something. Jen can run circles, fly a cloud around a whole mile around last Dr. Jen. Because interesting.
This Jen is interesting. And honestly, I can't wait to see what happens with her and Tamra, because I feel like Jen got something for that ass. When Jen was like,
but she still got the damn napkin thrown in her fucking face. Throw a napkin in my face and see.
Girl. Those white women play differently, because, you know, you throw shit in a sister's face, shit's going to get popping.
I What would you do if somebody threw a damn drink in your fucking face?
I will hope and pray that the club that I'm at does not call the cops. Now, if it was the club that I'm working at, that would never happen because I would have your ass 86 real quick. I would play white women victim cards so quickly and have you 86 and arrested. But if it's a club, I'll use my power, bitch. I'll make sure you never have fun in the city. But
you run Sacramento. You run Sacramento. Please, Clifton Nunn. Natalie. Clifton Nunn.
Shut up.
Stop. We got to get the bag.
We got to get the bag. But, you know, I don't hang out with people or in situations that I know would happen to me. Like, I don't have people in my life that I have conflict with. Like, even my conflict with old girl, like, when you write it down, it's very petty. It's very small. It's very stupid and overly exaggerated. We both had some wrongs in a situation. I should have been an adult and should have just approached them and said, hey,
but she shouldn't have lied. Lying is serious.
She shouldn't have lied either. Don't lie on me. Don't make it seem like more than what it is. But even in that situation, I know that we would never get to throwing drinks or things like that. I don't hang out with people that would do that. Like, I watch ratchet shit on TV, but the people I have in my life, we don't do that. We don't.
Were you hanging around people like that 15 years ago, Clifton?
15 years ago. What year is 15 years ago? That was
20. You're 20. That would be 22 for you.
Ooh. Yeah, there were some suspect people a long time ago. But even then, I knew that they were suspects, so I kind of kept my guard up around them. And I didn't really hang out with them unless they were in group settings. But, like, I was still very kind of like, okay, I see what you're about, so I'm just going to keep you over there. I never really had, like, in my adulthood, I never really had, like, beef with somebody. Like, I never understood. I know I'm going on a tangent, but bitch, there's only one show to talk about this week. So
this is what we do.
I never understood these gays that be like, I don't go to Pride. I don't go to the scene. I'm not about the scene because the scene always has drama. Girl, really? Like, how do you always have a fight if you go to a gay club and you're gay? Like, when you're gay, gay clubs are like our sanctuary. Gay clubs are like the places where you can go and let your hair completely down without having to worry about somebody passing by and calling you a derogatory slur.
I'm going to knock on wood because of all the gay clubs I've been to, I've never witnessed a fight.
Oh, I've seen fights.
Inside or outside.
I've seen fights, but they have never been involved with me. I would say the most violent situation I've had at a club was when I thought I had a drinking problem because I was drunk and a dude that I was dating lied to me and didn't tell me that he was in a relationship. And
what?
Yeah, but this is before I realized the concept of open relationships and I overreacted. I threw the drink in his face.
Wait, did y'all set that at some time? Like, this is what it is?
No.
So that's his club. Motherfucking fault. Throw the drink.
So I get to the club, and mind you, like, this dude done met my friends. He met my mama. Like, this was like... I thought that it was going somewhere. And so then when he introduced me to this boyfriend, I was like, wait. And I was like, how long have you been dating? The boyfriend was like, oh, we've been dating for a couple of years. And I was like, what? And so then I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, let me holler at you for a minute. And the boyfriend went to go get something. And then I had like my dramatic Bravo scene. And then I thought I had a drinking problem because I threw a drink in his face. And I stopped drinking for like 10 months. It was a mess. I was so dramatic about it. But
I mean, the most that's ever happened to me at a gay club with a friend or maybe somebody I was talking to. Uh-huh. Actually, you know what? I was talking to somebody back in the Riverside days when I lived over there. And we went to Menagerie downtown, mm-hmm. dancing, having a good time. And we also did not discuss what it was. We were like 7 or 8 dates deep. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I liked him. It was exciting. And so we're dancing and everything. I go to, I said, because a certain singer came on, and I said, I'm going to get me some drinks. Because that's what I do. Uh-huh. So I go to the bar, get the drinks. I turn around. He's making out with somebody. And the thing is, I want to say that I'm not jealous, but I'm a jealous person. I don't like it.
Who would like that? Especially if you are dating somebody and if you're under the assumption that it's you and him and there was no talk about being open or anything like that, especially with alcohol in the system, everything's going to be elevated to a higher level than what reality is, you know, and it sucks, but you're not, but you never actively avoid gay spaces and be like, oh, I don't like going out because this is always going to be a drama. It's always going to be an op out there. An op? Bitch, what? You're a party bee? An op? Party, what?
I set them drinks down, Clifton Charles, okay? And I yelled, Anthony. His name was Anthony.
Oh, we said names. I don't even say the names on here.
He's also my birthday twin, okay? A Libra fucking up. And you know what? I cussed him smooth the fuck out, okay? I'm surprised he didn't try to punch me. I had fingers in the face. I was cussing him out. I was just like, I was going the fuck off, okay? While the little hoe he was making out was standing right there. I'm like, you can go, little girl.
Little okay? girl.
I'm talking to this motherfucker right here. Leave me the fuck alone. And so security had to come over and be like, is everything okay? And I'm like, no, it's not okay. Okay, this motherfucker ain't shit. Okay? And he was like, y'all are disrupting the peace. You need to leave. Okay? And I was like, can I drink my drinks first? He used to do it on the patio. And I said, that's right. Okay? You're damn right. Shit. Have me pay $20 damn. I can't even drink this shit. What the fuck you talking about? But yeah, so you know, you need to communicate mm-hmm. primarily and be like, listen, here's what it is. If I'd say around the 4-date line, that's the time you need to talk.
Yeah.
Okay? Because you know, you're either going to be a fuck buddy or you're going to be someone that's, you know, fun to hang out with and someone you're fucking. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, who the fuck were we talking about? You still talking about Jen?
We're past Jen now. Was there anybody else on there? Emily was at home. Shannon was being dramatic about the shit, too. Tamara was the pot stirrer. Heather did not want to be digging shit, and I don't blame
her. And I wouldn't want to be there. They're still there next week. I don't understand. What the fuck?
Girl.
This show is about California. We've been in Montana all damn, the entire thing so far.
You know.
Shit. Y'all Montanans, it's beautiful. I love it. Okay, if you like it, I love it.
My black okay. ass will be here in California.
I will be right here. Because by the way, the people looked, they were instructing them how to farm and run that machine, the tractor.
It was giving very, where are you, boy?
It was giving me very get out.
Yeah.
It was giving me, I love Clarence Thomas.
Ugh, I don't even want to
think it was that. Giving me it was giving me I like gay people. I see James Charles videos.
Oh, no, that other one, the one that stopped being a Republican.
The light skinned one, Christian Walker.
E.T.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Let me tell you something. People respect people, brown eyed people respect your brown eyes. They're beautiful. They are gorgeous. Okay? Like blue eyes are gorgeous, green eyes are gorgeous, hazel eyes are. Listen, your eye color is your eye color.
Mm-hmm.
I have experimented with color contacts. And when I looked in the mirror after about the two-year mark, I was like, I look like an alien. I look absolutely fucking ridiculous. But I just wanted to flaunt because it's a different way to be without being a four-eyes person all the time. So I had fun in college, and I was like, okay, then I learned. Brown eyes are beautiful. Got the clear contacts, or just wore my glasses, either one. But, you know, leave them contacts the fuck alone. It looks I have to go. I have to be in a Zoom meeting every Wednesday, Thursday with this bitch who looks like motherfucking Star Trek.
She got the Jennifer Williams package.
She got the Jennifer Williams, Kenya Moore, Mariah Huck, and who else is on there? And Drew don't wear contacts. Stupid bitch. Somebody else wears contacts project. Cause guess what? She looks in that motherfucking camera. It looks like she about to laser my mother. She about to Men in Black my ass with the eye. She looks stupid. Okay? Nightmare on Elm Street. What's next?
Well, next week, oh God, it's about to start getting heavy. We got Crappy Lake coming, and then we got the new New York girls coming.
We got them old Georgia bitches at dinner with Sheree.
Oh Lord. So yeah, we got a lot next week. So next week's episode will be more show heavy. Since this week only had one show, it was a lot about us this week. But next week will be heavy. You got so heavy on me, you know.
Yes.
All right, well, we'll see y'all next week. Thank y'all for listening to our Ratchet Show. We love y'all.
Thank you.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.